go ahead and reconvene or convene the opening of the bids meeting, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana, from the Advocate Official Journal for the state of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 43446 through 43496 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. Letters of protest, or no letters of protest for today's sale, and there will be no tracts recommended to be withdrawn from today's sale, and we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
We received one bid on tract 43446, advertises 2,038.17 acres. It is a portion bid containing 36.5 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy 1 LP, with a five-year primary term and a cash payment of $25,732.50, or a per-acre value of $705. Annual rentals are $12,866.25. Royalties are 24%. We received one bid on track 43447, advertises 1,525.79 acres, and that bid is for a portion containing 205.78 acres, bidder being Hillcore Energy 1 LP. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $145,074.90, or a per-acre value of $705. Annual rentals are $72,537.45. Royalties are 24%. We received one bid. We did not receive any bids on track 43448. We did receive one bid on track 43449, advertised as 2,389.74 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 372.42 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy 1 LP. Hillcore Energy 1 LP. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $521,388. $521,388, or a per acre value of $1,400. Annual rentals are $260,694. $260,694. Royalties are 24%. We did not receive any bids on track 43450. 451 or 452 or 453. We did receive one bid on track 43454, advertised as 354 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 69 acres. 69 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $13,800. $13,800, or a per-acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $6,900. $6,900. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on track 43455. We did receive one bid on track 43456, advertised as 4 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Endeavor Natural Gas LP. Endeavor Natural Gas LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $800. $800, or a per-acre rental of $200. Annual rentals are $400. $400. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43457. Advertised as 225 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Charleston Energy, Inc. Charleston Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $73,575. $73,575. Or a per acre value of $327. Annual rentals are $36,787.50. $36,787.50. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43458. Advertised as 1,832 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Banff Energy, LLC. Banff Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $654,024. $654,024, or a per acre value of $357. Annual rentals are $327,012. $327,012. Royalties are 23.5%. We received one bid on track 43459, advertised as 1,411 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Banff Energy, LLC. Banff Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $503,727. $503,727, or a per acre value of $357. Annual rentals are $251,863.50. $251,863.50. Royalties are 23.5%. We received one bid on track 43460, advertises 929 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Banff Energy, LLC. Banff Energy, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $331,653. $331,653, or a per acre value of $357. Annual rentals are $165,826.50. $165,826.50. Royalties are 23.5%. We received one bid on track 43461, advertised as 2,362.63 acres, and the bid is for a portion containing 305.71 acres. 305.71 acres. The bidder is Lobo Operating, Inc. Lobo Operating, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $77,956.05. $77,956.05, or a per acre value of $255. Annual rentals are $38,978.03. $38,978.03. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 43462 through 43465. We did receive one bid on track 43466, advertised as 2,484.93 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 552.25 acres. 552.25 acres. The bidder is Lobo Operating, Inc. Lobo Operating, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $111,554.50. $111,554.50, or a per acre value of $202. Annual rentals are $55,777.25. $55,777.25. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on track 43467, 468, or 469. We did receive one bid on track 43470, advertised as 1,251 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 289 acres. 289 acres. The bidder is Clayton Williams Energy, Inc. Clayton Williams Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $85,255. $85,255, or a per acre value of $295. Annual rentals are $42,628. $42,628. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on track 43471 or 472. We did receive one bid on track 43473, advertised as 0.974 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Swift Energy Operating, LLC. Swift Energy Operating, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $397.17. $397.17, or a per acre value of $407.77. Annual rentals are $198.59. $198.59. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43474, advertised as 6.816 acres, and the bid is for the entire track, the bidder being Swift Energy Operating, LLC. Swift Energy Operating, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,779.36. $2,779.36, or a per acre value of $407.77. Annual rentals are $1,389.68. $1,389.68. $1,000.68. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43475, advertised as 0.376 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Swift Energy Operating LLC. Swift Energy Operating LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $153.32. $153.32, or a per acre value of $407.77. Annual rentals are $76.66. $76.66. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43476, advertised as 33.562 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Swift Energy Operating LLC. Swift Energy Operating LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $13,685.58. $13,685.58, or a per acre value of $407.77. Annual rentals are $6,842.79. $6,842.79. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 43477, but we did receive two bids on track 43478, advertised as 1,639 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 176 acres. 176 acres. The bidder is Allen and Kermsey Limited. Allen and Kermsey Limited. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $30,448. $30,448, or a per acre value of $173. Annual rentals are $15,224. $15,224. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid on track 43478 is also for a portion containing 289 acres. And the bidder is Allen and Kermsey Limited. Allen and Kermsey Limited. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $86,989. $86,989, or a per acre value of $301. Annual rentals are $43,494.50. $43,494.50. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 43479, advertised as 2,497 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 35 acres. 35 acres. The bidder is Hillcor Energy One LP. Hillcor Energy One LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $24,500. $24,500. Or a per acre value of $700. Annual rentals are $12,250, $12,250. Royalties are 24%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 43480 through 43484. We did receive one bid on track 43485, advertised as 0.5683 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bid is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $305.59. $305.59, or a per acre value of $538.01. Annual rentals are $152.80. $152.80. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43486, advertised as 2.4242 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,304.11. $1,304.11, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $652.06. $652.06. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43487, advertised as 1 acre. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $538. $538, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $269. $269. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43488, advertised as 1 acre. The bidder is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $538. $538, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $269. $269. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43489, advertised as 1 acre. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $538. $538, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $269. $269. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43490, advertised as 1 acre. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $538. $538. $538, or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $269, $269. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43491, advertised as 1 acre. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $538. $538. Or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $269. $269. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43492, advertised as 1 acre. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is HEP Energy, Inc. HEP Energy, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $538. $538. Or a per acre value of $538. Annual rentals are $269. $269. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 43493, advertised as 40 acres. And this bid is for the entire track. And the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 1-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,000. $6,000. Or a per acre value of $150. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on track 43494, but we did receive one bid on track 43495, advertised as 7.42 acres, and the bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Texas Petroleum Investment Company. Texas Petroleum Investment Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,862.42. $1,862.42. Or a per acre value of $251. Annual rentals are $931.21. $931.21. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on track 43496, and that will complete the opening and reading of our bids for today.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. The committee meetings will begin around 9:30. Thank you.
Good morning. The Lease Review Committee will now be called into session. Our roll call, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Briette, Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Cordero.
Here.
Amber.
Mr. Morton. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Klein.
Here.
We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to please present the agenda.
Smith and members of the board, I'm here to present the lease review agenda today.
Excuse me, Mr. Bradbury, can you hold on just a second? We're having an audio problem.
Okay.
Okay, it looks like our technical problems have been fixed, so we will get started.
Good morning. We're going to reconvene the Lease Review Committee meeting, and Mr. Charles will resume. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairman Smith and members of the board. I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. There are 1,841 active leases covering 770,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed 143 leases covering 35,000 acres since the last board meeting. There are no leases to discuss in more detail today. The force majeure portion of the agenda, I have two items that are old business that I'll bring forward first. We have Black Elk has requested an additional extension of the force majeure recognition until the November 13, 2013 board meeting affecting State Lease 14905. This is due to a lack of gas market caused by a Texas gas pipeline failure that occurred in 2012. The second item is Energy Properties is a request for an additional extension of force majeure recognition until the March 12, 2014 meeting affecting State Lease 725. This is off due to the same problem. We'd recommend you go ahead and extend those recognitions. The third item is a new item. Palm Energy Offshore has requested a recognition of force majeure event affecting State Lease 18936 due to rig availability. There is a representative from Palm here in the audience, so if you'd like to get a little more detail on this, the staff's recommendation on this matter is that we go ahead and approve this and revisit it in November at the board meeting.
To say anything.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Colleen Jarrett on behalf of Palm Energy Offshore.
Good morning, Mr.
Palm's. I'm sorry. Yes, sure. Colleen Jarrett on behalf of Palm Energy Offshore. I'm with the law firm of Slattery, Marino, and Roberts in New Orleans. And I'm here to answer any questions that you may have regarding Palm's request for force majeure. Palm's well was shut in December of 2012. Since then, Palm has been conducting various wireline efforts to restore production at the well. They've also contacted Moncla and do have a rig contract with Moncla, which the rig will become available very shortly. We're waiting for LLOG to finish a small project that they have to do with the rig, but it will be available, and Palm will begin immediately to continue to work on the well and restore production as soon as possible.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Is there any public comment at this time? I need a motion and a second to accept and approve all the reports,
Sanders.
Reviews, and recommendations by the staff. I have
Sanders
a motion by Mr. Sanders, a second by Mr. Lambert. All in favor?
Thank you.
Thank you
all
very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, very much. Any opposed? The motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Cordero. A second. Mr. Schutz, the Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
The call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Bruyette, Mr. Schutz,
here.
Mr. Lambert, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders,
present.
Mr. Smith, Mr. Klein. We have a quorum, and I appoint Emil Fontenot as my designee to present the agenda items. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 51 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. We received 110 nominations in this office for the November 13, 2013 lease sale, and they are pending approval by the board for advertising. The staff recommends they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the November 13, 2013 lease sale.
Thank you. Motion and second to approve the motion, Mr. Sanders. Second by Mr. Schutz. Any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion passes. Motion and second to adjourn this committee. Motion by Mr. Schutz. Second by Mr. Lambert. The committee is adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to take roll for the audit committee. Mr. Lambert? Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
And myself, I do have a quorum. I'd like to appoint Ms. Rachel Newman as our designee.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Ms. Rachel.
Item number one is a penalty waiver request from Hillcore Energy Company for a penalty of $162,773.37 billed for audit exceptions. The field audit for January of 2001 through December 2003 began on August 30th, 2004. Total royalty collected for that audit period was $18,019,676.13. This was the third audit of Hillcorp. They were somewhat cooperative with accommodations and scheduling, but were slow to respond and did not always provide the documents requested. Hillcorp did pay some of the audit prior to the billing, but it took an additional 6 years before the audit was completely paid. The company did not take any steps to prevent future recurrence of errors. Hillcorp has paid the state a total of $582,022.49 in exceptions and $157,339.42 in interest. In accordance with protocol, staff is recommending that no penalty be waived. And we do have representatives from Hillcorp present today that would like to address the board.
Please come forward.
Hi, my name is Joe Irving. I'm with Hillcorp Energy.
Good morning, Mr. Irving.
Good morning. And I was with Hillcorp through this whole process from the time that the audit started until the time that the audit ended when we completed everything. What happened through that whole process is Hillcorp was a company that was a growing company, and as Hillcorp continued to grow, then we are an acquisition company where we acquire new properties and fields that was operated by somebody else. During this audit period, there was a changeover from not only our side but from the audit side. Hillcorp auditors came in there, and they was in there for 7 weeks. After 7 weeks, and with their request and all the documentation that they requested from us, we gave that to them. So they had everything at that point in time. So I thought the audit was going to end right behind that. But later, in 2005, the audit request started, more questions started coming. From June, I have some information scheduled that I had during that time, because I was keeping a log of what all the questions, the concerns, that we got more questions. We got inundated with questions from June 2005 to November 2005. And at that point in time, there was four auditors submitting requests. Now, the questions came in the form of an exception and not in the form of questions. So therefore, when they came up with a whole bunch of findings of their questions, they put an amount to it and they assessed that. And it came up to pretty close to about $1.5 million. After looking into that, then I realized that a lot of information was not correct that they had in there. So then we started researching to provide the information that was needed to close the audit. When providing the information to close the audit, it took us a whole lot more time because four auditors were submitting information to us, and I was just looking at my schedule this morning. In October 2005, there was probably like six or seven of them came in one day. No way that we can handle that and have the manpower to do that. So then, I'm taking a guess on these days because it's going back some years. But I believe in 2006, that's when they issued a closure letter and said with the exception of these items. And it was about like $1.5 million. And so I needed time to research. And we started researching, and we've gotten that from $1.5 million down to what we end up paying, $500-some thousand. And then there were some issues that took just a little bit longer because there's some communication problem. But also there was a turnover of auditors who was actually doing the job that originally came in. And there were other auditors taking over. So therefore, there was some of the same question came up again. So I had to provide the same information to the other set of auditors that I've given to the previous auditors. So it took more time to do that. And we finally got to a closure. We finally got to an agreement on that. There was some issue, but those issues were just miscommunication, how you want to close it. We were due some credits on one of our leases, which is Lake Sam, that I thought should have been included in the audit because it was during the audit period from 2001-2002. But the auditor seemed not to want to include that in the audit, and I had a difficult time understanding that. So therefore, we end up with an agreement and said, okay, those issues that we had for 2000 and with those credits, transportation credits that were due to Hillcorp, which would have put a credit due to Hillcorp, we filed PPAs. The auditor said, go ahead and file PPAs, but not include that in audit. So once we got the understanding of that, then we finally come to a point where we was able to close that. I made a couple trips to Dallas to visit with the auditors because we wanted to close the audit. We made a commitment to close it, and it just took us some time to get that closed. So a lot of that was communication problems, but also Hillcorp also paid. Once we found the problem in the audit, and most of it was lease use, royalties on lease use, we start paying royalties on lease use going forward so that when the next audit would start, they're going to come in and find that problem again. So we have put some safeguards in place to try to circumvent that. But Hillcorp now, just to give you an idea how we have grown, at that point in time, for 3 years, you're talking about $18 million. Right now, we're paying royalties pretty close to $9 to $10 million on a monthly basis. So Hillcorp has gone through a lot of growth. We have made a lot of acquisitions. And so, therefore, we just have a whole lot more data. We just have a lot of growth here. And we are one of your biggest pair of royalties. So if you have any questions for me, I'm here.
I'd like to know why do you feel that the $162,773.37 should not pay it?
Those are penalties and interest on penalties. So therefore, what we have done is Hillcorp has always been one that paid their bills and things that are due, and we pay them in a timely manner as we see that they are due.
Let me read something to you here.
Yes, sir.
Hillcorp did pay some of the audit prior to billing, but it took six more years before the audit was completely paid. The company did not take any steps to prevent recurrence of errors on future royalty. They paid a total of $582,157,000 in interest charges. But you owe $162,773.37, and you just... And I congratulate your company on its acquisitions and its growth, but you're in violation here. And you need to convince me personally why you shouldn't pay the $162,000.
Yeah, and my appeal to you is I'm appealing to your leniency with this. They're saying that we are a good citizen company. We do our job the best as we can to try to get that you paid and get the royalties paid timely and accurate. Yes, there were some mistakes, but there were some mistakes on both sides. But the period of time is not just on Hillcorp. Also, there was a turnover during that time frame of auditors that were not the same auditor that came in.
Why should you not pay the $162,000?
Well, I'm here to ask for leniency on that one. Now, we paid the interest, we paid the royalties, and we ask and we come in and ask for the penalties to be waived.
All right.
Any other questions? Mr. Irwin, I noticed you said that y'all did take some steps to prevent this from happening again.
Yes.
Does the staff know about these steps taken? Because on our report, it says no steps have been taken.
I'm going to defer to my audit manager. I'm going to ask her to come up. She's the one that actually conducted the audit. So I'm going to ask her to come up and address that issue.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm Mary Sanders. I'm the audit manager over Baton Rouge, Dallas, and Houston. We were not aware when this was set up. We went by the criteria, the elements that we're supposed to gauge, and we did not have any prior knowledge that they had taken steps, because the lease use is a big issue, and it has been on every audit that they've had.
I will add that Hillcorp is actually scheduled for an audit this year.
Yes.
It's being engaged as we speak. The engagement letter was sent out, so they will be audited for this fiscal year.
Yes.
Yes, Ms. Lambert.
What is the staff recommendation here?
The staff recommendation is in accordance with the protocol, as Mary stated, which is no waiver.
What were the bulk of the errors? You said it was royalty?
Lease use. And lease use is our most common audit finding.
Yes, it is.
How many different auditors were involved on the state's end through these 6 years?
Originally, there were four auditors out of Houston. One supervisor, four auditors, they eventually left or retired, and the end of 2006, it was given to me. That was the first time Joe and I spoke, was in December of 2006 when it came to my area. And since then, it's just been Joe and I trying to get everything resolved.
And I'm sorry, Stacey. Rachel, you said that the next audit is scheduled for
this fiscal year, within the next couple of months.
The start date is November 4th of this year.
And that audit period will cover all the way through where this one left off.
Okay. And when you do that audit, you can see if any of the same issues are reoccurring?
We will be able to determine if the same issues are reoccurring. And I apologize that I do not know off the top of my head what their lease use SORs have looked like monthly. I'm not certain, and I can't address that one specifically. I can't tell you for sure if they've gone up or they've gone down.
Yes, our lease use has increased the payment. And we are paying our lease use, royalties on lease use on a monthly basis. So I doubt if they come in there and find a mishap like that again. I started with the company in July 2003. So since I've been there, I've been making sure that we've been putting the controls in place and getting royalties paid timely, because we pay your royalties and we pay your taxes. And And we pay quite a bit of money to you on a monthly basis. So and that's my responsibility to make sure that I put controls in place to make sure that royalties are being paid. I've seen a lease use transaction the other day. One of our accounts was 13 cents because the lease, because we are so conscientious in getting that done in the state of Louisiana, because we know that that's a must. Also, all your leases do not necessarily require lease use, so there are some assessments, but we have to go back and research and see which one that lease use is not due because it was, you know, those are older leases. So it's a lot, and we have acquired these leases from other companies. So therefore, it's a learning trend as we take on new properties that we have to understand all the accounting ramification for it and what is due. But the lease use on a monthly basis is being paid. And I don't think she's going to find that problem. She may find one here or there or something like that. But I don't think it's going to be where you're going to see that we have, because our knowledge and our growth has increased a lot. And our understanding of lease accounting for royalties in the state of Louisiana has increased a lot, too.
Ready for a motion? No, actually, I think Ms. Sanders has one question.
Mr. Irving, I think that's your name. I wrote your name down. Is it Irving?
Yeah, Irving, I-R-V-I-N-G.
My name is Tom Sanders, as you can see. And this is not a woodshed comment, so don't take that in the wrong sense.
Mm-hmm.
But our auditors, staff auditors here, have reported to this board, and we're responsible for the enforcement of these issues. As you know.
Yes, sir.
The comment that your company, and I know about your company, I know of your rapid growth, I know of your success, I know of your large royalty payments to the state of Louisiana. Let's lay all of that aside. That y'all were slow to respond, was there a time that you acknowledge or you aware of that Hillcorp was slow to respond to the auditing request?
Yes, sir. Can I address that?
Yes, sir.
Happened.
You're pleading your case. I want to hear.
Yes, sir. In 2000, after the audit was, when the auditors left in 2004, they were there 7 weeks, and then there was a period that there was no questions or anything. So I thought the audit was being closed, and we would have closed at that time. But in 2005, it picked up again, and the questions started coming in the form of exceptions. There were four auditors submitting those in. So there was no way that I could respond to them. So therefore, we had to go out there and hire additional staff to help us to respond to that, because four auditors coming in and asking questions and sending in requests for information is really difficult to respond in a timely manner. And what I mean by that is just as they come in, when they was in the office, we was able to give it to them. But when they left and we had four of them coming in, that was just a little too much to handle. So when they issued the closure, and we stayed within the confines of the regulation to answer those questions, when they issue a closure letter and with the exceptions, then I have to start writing letters to ask for extension and more time to respond to those, because they hit us with a fining of $1.5 million. So, therefore, of that $1.5 million, we end up paying one-third of that, which means that two-thirds of that was invalid.
Two-thirds of the exceptions were not?
Yes, sir. Two-thirds of the exceptions was invalid. So we wanted to show them that it was, and through documentation, through research, and going back and pulling the files, that's what we did.
Our auditors also report to us as the board, quote, that Hillcorp, quote, somewhat cooperative with accommodations and scheduling. Was there some of that?
Also, with the
was there less than full cooperation with our board or with the auditors for this agency? Was there less than full cooperation and accommodations and scheduling during this auditing period that we're dealing with here, sir?
No, sir. For as accommodation and giving them accommodation for us coming to our office and work, that was not. From the time that we received the letter and that audit started on schedule. And we accommodated two auditors at that time.
Are you satisfied that your company has staffed up adequately to deal with barrages of audits?
Sir, we would have to staff up when my understanding that four auditors would be coming to do the next audit. Almost putting us in the same situation that we had before. Even though one person is going to filter that in and send them through, there are four people coming up with requests. So we're going to have to staff up and bring in people to help us, as well as another problem we're going to encounter during that time is our stuff for is going back to 2004 has been submitted to off-site location storage. We didn't have room for that. So now we got to pull that in. We're going to have to dig through a lot of boxes. So it's going to be a big a challenge for us.
I don't have any knowledge or possess any knowledge today that there's going to be four auditors at a time that are going to appear up. That's not the question.
Okay.
Was there a time, though, whenever you folks were understaffed, but that has now been corrected where you can properly do your accounting, pay your dues to the state of Louisiana? Has that been corrected?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
What time frame are we talking about when that was corrected approximately?
The problem was with that was knowledge and understanding on how to do that. That was corrected when I came aboard and started training the employees on how to pay the royalties and the royalties on lease use. So that started immediately after when I joined the company. And I joined the company in July of 2003.
I've got that down in my notes. Thank you. Is there an explanation, a short explanation, if this is and we take our, we are charged with and have to depend, as you know, just like your company has to depend
yes,
on your staff, we are charged and have to depend on qualified, certified, knowledgeable auditors.
Mm-hmm.
So given that, taking that as a given, do you have any other explanation why it took 6 years to finally get this resolved?
This wasn't just on Hillcorp, it was on both sides. When we responded to information, Arthur was working on other projects too. So it took them some time to get from the other project that they were working on, other companies, to respond to our questions, responses to them, to get back with us, to give us feedback. So it was on both sides.
Are you talking about your folks had to deal with third parties where this information was that you needed had to be developed? Is that what you're saying?
No, sir. What I'm saying is the information that we provided to the auditors, it took them some time to look at it because they was working on other clients. So it went both ways. I mean, it's on our side, it's on their side as well. Also, there were some issues, too, on some specific issues where we disagree on some of the findings and many of the findings. One of the findings was we was issued a fine for gravity, a BTU factor at 10 point something, which escalated the price, increased the price tremendously. And one of the auditors was trying to assess us that. And I told them that BTU factor is incorrect. There's no BTU factor at 10 point something. That's too high. And when you multiply the BTU factor times the price, you're paying a $10 price when the price may have been $3.5, $4 or something like that. So there was there's another issue. And the other issues with cash outs.
Cash out?
Yes, sir, cash outs. I'm getting into a lot of detail.
I understand. That's okay.
And the cash out was, and the first time I saw that, my person put that in as a deduct against royalty, which I told the author that was incorrect. That's right. He's right. It's not a deduct. It's an adjustment to the value. And we went back and forth, and we never did come to, at least that particular auditor, we never, and he's no longer with you, but we never did come to understand what a cash out was and how you handle a cash out. So it was on both sides.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's all I have. Thank you very much, Mr. Mm-hmm. Irving. I appreciate your courtesy,
sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Any further questions?
You ready for a motion?
Yes.
Any more discussion? I want to make one, but I don't want to be jumped the gun if somebody else wants to say something.
I have a question. Rachel, did you all say that you are not sure yet that they've put in these measures in place to prevent future issues like this?
I'm sorry, but I'm not certain right now. We'll know for sure through the audit, but I am not certain from looking at their monthly payments if the lease use payments have increased. That would be indicative, but I can't say for sure if that's happening or not.
So it would be something that would take a while to figure out?
Well, it wouldn't take 30 minutes, but it wouldn't, we could figure it out.
I mean, months or, you couldn't find out by next month.
I can find out if their payments on lease use have increased or if they've submitted any adjustments going back for lease use. Yes, I could have that information for you by next month.
So, obviously, part of the criteria is they have not fixed the original problem.
Yes, sir.
In a month. By next month's meeting, you can tell us if they fix those problems?
I can take a look at their monthly royalty reports that they are submitting, and since the majority of the findings stemmed from non-payment of lease use, I can look at what they're reporting to us now. I can verify whether or not that amount has increased, and I can also verify if there's any adjustments that date back to prior periods for lease use.
And if that has been corrected, would that change?
One could assume that they have placed some corrective measures, that they have made some corrective measures to prevent it, if we see a correlation between what they were paying and an increase in now.
And would that change your recommendation?
No. It would only give them 1 point out of the 10, mm-hmm. which would still be a no waiver.
That might change our minds.
Yeah.
Any other questions from the committee? Ms. Lambert, any motions?
Yeah. I'm operating on the assumption that you thought very hard about making the recommendation your staff did. Correct?
Yes. Yes.
I want to say this. I think you made a very eloquent presentation. Your memory is excellent. You went back and you brought this chronologically up to where we are now. But I think what they're talking about here is things that were done in the past, not what you plan to do in the future. The matter of fact, the reason that the penalties here, I guess, in part is because what happened in the past. So it has really, this penalty has nothing to do with the future.
Yes, sir.
Another penalty down the road might, but it sounds like you're moving to correct that.
Mm-hmm.
So based on the staff recommendation, I move that we accept the staff recommendation.
This motion by Mrs. Lambert to accept staff's recommendation. Is there a second to his motion?
Second.
Mr. Sanders is a second. Any further comments or questions? All in favor of Mr. Lambert's motion to accept staff's recommendation?
Aye.
Any opposed? I would stand opposed, but I can't really vote because I'm just a chairman. The motion is passed to accept staff's recommendation. Mr. Irwin, thank you for your presentation.
Thank you very much, Mr. Irwin.
Item 2.
Item number 2 is a request to grant Chesapeake Operating an extension from August 1st, 2013 until resolution of the current regular open audit for a payment made under protest related to the limited scope field audit. A limited scope audit of all gas pricing in connection with the Haynesville shale field was conducted for July 2009 through June 2010. The original billing letter was issued on January 27, 2011. It was $84,187.66 in preliminary audit exceptions. Chesapeake remitted a payment under protest on February 28, 2011. Since that time, staff has been in contact with Chesapeake Operating regarding this audit. At the May 8, 2013 meeting, the board granted Chesapeake a 90-day extension from April 30th through August 1st for audit payments made under protest. An audit revision was issued April 16, 2013. A meeting was held on June 28th with staff. The Attorney General's Office and Chesapeake were present for that meeting. Since that time, we have engaged in a regularly scheduled audit of Chesapeake for which the same issues have arisen. We continue to work with Chesapeake on additional issues outstanding, but due to the overlap in the limited scope audit and the regular audit, we won't have any resolution on the limited scope audit until the regular audit is complete. Staff is also working with the Attorney General's office. We are requesting an extension of the payment under protest from August 1st, 2013 to continue working with Chesapeake towards resolution.
You've heard of staff's report and recommendations. Any comments or questions?
I have a question. Go ahead, Mr. Lambert.
No, I have a motion when you're ready.
Ms. Sanders?
I have a question, Ms. Rachel.
Yes, sir.
Although I attended the agenda committee, help me just a little bit. We know that Chesapeake's a huge royalty payer here. What is the gut issue here? Because I'm not quite seeing it. I don't have any problem with the extension. I just want to know if it's the big issue because they are an important royalty payer.
We have several issues actually related to the audit.
I mean, if you don't want to discuss it or something, let me know.
Well, since we do have an open audit with Chesapeake, I'd rather not discuss it.
Thank you. Thank you. Forego my question. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Ms. Lambert, you had a motion?
I move we accept the staff recommendation.
Second.
Move on, Mr. Lambert. Second on, Mr. Sanders. Any further comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none opposed, the motion carries. Item 3.
Item number 3 is the staff report to the committee that the election for September 2013 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin plant at Henry for the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Newman. There being no further items on the agenda, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Are we ready to proceed with the legal and title controversy committee?
Yes, sir. We would appreciate you designating Mr. Heck and myself to present the agenda items.
I'm going to appoint you to be the presenter, but first we need to do a roll call. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Brouillet? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Codera?
Here.
Mr. Lambert?
Here.
Mr. Martin? Sanders present. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Klein? We have a quorum. Proceed, please, sir.
Thank you.
Good morning to you.
Good morning again.
Good morning. Mr. Heck.
Item number 1 is a request for final approval of an operating agreement between the State Mineral and Energy Board and Louisiana Onshore Properties, LLC, to create an operating track for the exploration and development of oil, gas, and or condensate and other liquid hydrocarbons, which proposal allocates to the state a state production interest equal to 22.5% before payout, increasing to 23.5% after payout in and to the operating tract covering a portion of former state lease 20826 and 20828, said operating tract containing approximately 586 acres, more or less, situated in Iberia Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument, which is on the docket as item 1330. The board granted at the June 12, 2013 Mineral Board meeting authority to negotiate for an operating agreement based on acreage pertaining to State Lease 20826 and 20828, which were lost due to non-payment of rental through oversight by the lessee. The operating agreement has been duly advertised and is on today's docket for final approval as item 1330. The staff has determined that it is in the best interest of the state and recommends final approval.
What's the pleasure of the board?
I'd make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you very much. Who's the second, please? Thank you. Any question from the public or comment from the public on this motion? Any board comment or question concerning the motion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number two is a request also for final.
Excuse me, Mr. Fontenot. I want to clarify on the agendas that are on the cart outside that were distributed. The one you just presented was item number four. So the numbering is apparently different from your notes.
This is a revised copy. Apparently didn't get, but yes, when we discussed it earlier, the first item was taken off and the fourth item was put on. Correct. The second item is a request. Did I answer your question? Okay. Item two is a request for final approval of an operating agreement by and between the State Mineral and Energy Board and S2 Energy 1 LP to create an operating track for the exploration and development of oil, gas, and or condensate and other liquid hydrocarbons, which proposal allocates to the state a state production interest equal to 21% before payout, increasing to 23% after payout, and into the operating track, covering a portion of former state lease number 14795, said operating track, containing approximately 240 acres, more or less, situated in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument. It is on docket on the docket today as item number 1327. The board granted authority to the staff at the April 10, 2013 meeting and extended said authority at the July 10, 2013 meeting to negotiate for the aforementioned operating agreement based on establishing a reasonable prospective productive area around a well already drilled. The well experienced downhole complications which terminated production, and the lease was lost before reworking operations could be initiated to reestablish production. It has been duly advertised and is on today's docket for final approval as item 1327. The staff also has determined it to be in the best interest of the state and recommends final approval.
What's the pleasure of the board?
I make a motion.
Lambert, thank you for your motion.
I'll second.
Thank you very much. Any comment from the public or question concerning this motion? Any comment or objection from the board or question by the board? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number three is a request for final approval of an operating agreement by and between the State Mineral and Energy Board and Linder Oil Company to create an operating track for the exploration and development of oil, gas, and or condensate and other liquid hydrocarbons, which proposal allocates to the state a state production interest equal to 25% before payout, increasing to 25.5% after payout, in and to the operating track, covering a portion of former state lease 17916, said operating track containing 10.17 acres, more or less, situated in Cameron Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument and is on docket as item number 1328. The board granted authority at the April 10, 2013 meeting and extended said authority at the July 10, 2013 meeting to negotiate for the aforementioned operating agreement based on unleased state acreage being located within an established unit. It has been duly advertised and is on today's docket for final approval as item 1328. The staff has determined it to be in the best interest of the state and recommends final approval.
It's a pleasure of the board. Thank you, Mr. Lambert, for the motion. I hear a second.
I second that recommendation.
Mr. Smith. Any public comment or question concerning this motion? Any board comment or question? Any objection to the motion by the board? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Item number four is a request for final approval of a lease extension and amendment by and between the State Mineral and Energy Board and Etroa Resources, LLC, whereas said parties desire to amend paragraph 2 of the subject lease, amending the primary term from 3 years to 3 years, 6 months, with an option by lessee to extend an additional 6 months, and the royalty percentage in paragraph 6 is increased from 21.5% to 22%. Said parties also desire to amend the prior shutting clause in section 6D affecting state lease number 20483, this being situated in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument on the docket as item 1329. At the July 10, 2013 meeting, the board granted staff the authority to negotiate the extension and amendment of state lease number 20483. It has been duly advertised and is on today's docket for final approval as item 1329. The staff recommends determines it is in the best interest of the state and recommends that the staff, that the board, the staff recommends final approval. Excuse me. Staff recommends final approval.
Thank you, Mr. Emile.
I so move.
Thank you, Mr. Lambert, for the motion. Thank you, Mr. Any comment or question? Mr. Schutz, I'll just send for the record for the second. Any comment or question from the public on this issue? Any board comment or question on the issue? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Item number five is a request by Chesapeake Operating, Inc. to extend the September 11, 2013 deadline to November 13, 2013 to confect and place on the docket for approval an operating agreement covering former state lease number 20543. The board granted authority to staff at the June 12, 2013 meeting to negotiate for the aforementioned operating agreement. The negotiations have been concluded, and additional time is needed for the execution of the agreement and advertising for final approval. The staff recommends that the board extend the lease moratorium on the acreage and extend the September 11, 2013 deadline to November 13, 2013.
Pleasure of the board. Thank you. Hear a second. Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any public comment on this motion or question? Any board comment or question on the motion? Any further board discussion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, motion carries.
And the final item is a discussion in executive session of a suit entitled CXY Energy, Inc. et al. Versus Plaquemines Parish Government et al.
Thank you. I hear a second. Thank you, Mr. Schutz. We'll be in executive session.
Thank you.
I move we go back into regular session.
I second the motion to come out of executive session.
What's your wishes? You want us to adjourn? Chair will entertain a motion.
To recess.
To recess. Do I hear a motion that we recess for the 11 o'clock meeting? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Thank you. A motion, any objection?
Nope.
Hearing none, it's carried.
At this time, I'd like to open the regular board meeting briefly for welcome everyone, and I'd like to have a roll call. Ms. Talley?
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Bruyette? Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert?
Here.
Mr. Morton? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Klein?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 8 members present and a quorum.
Great, thank you. I'd like to go into recess of the regular board meeting so we can finish out the committee meetings. A motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? Not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We're in recess.
Chairman calls the Legal and Title Controversial Committee to order again.
Item number 6 was advisory, and no action is needed.
That was the recess item that we just discussed. You're speaking.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. I have a second to adjourn the Legal and Title Committee. Thank you very much, Mr. Schutz. Any objection? Here none, we adjourn.
I'd like to call the Docket Review Committee to order. I'll call the roll. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Sir.
Schutz?
Here.
Cordero?
Here.
Lambert? Sanders?
Present.
Smith?
Here.
Quorum is present. Will the staff please present its position?
Sure. Good morning.
Good morning.
The staff of the Petroleum Land Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the September 11, 2013 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve items number 1 through items number 3. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items number 11. Item 12, approved, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve item number 13. Item 14 and 15, approved, subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 16 through items 20. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, State Agency Lease Transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, Advertised Proposals, please approve items number 1 through items number 4, and this will complete the staff's recommendations to the Docket Review Committee.
I need a motion.
Sanders.
Mr. Sanders, to approve the staff recommendation, seconded by Mr. Smith. Is there any objection? No objection, so ordered. Do you have any other items?
That's all.
That's it. I need a motion to adjourn.
Second. Sanders.
Any objection? No objection. This committee stands adjourned.
Thank you.
All right. This time, I think that's all the committee items or committee meetings. I'd like to reconvene the regular board meetings, so do I have a motion to come out of recess?
Move, Sanders.
Move by Ms. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Item 2 is the approval of the August 14th, 2013 minutes. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes? Move by Mr. Lambert, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations, A, Lease Review Committee, B, Nomination and Track Committee, C, Audit Committee, D, Legal and Title Controversy Committee, and E, the Docket Review Committee. If there's no changes to all of those committee recommendations, I'd like to entertain a motion to approve all of them together. Moved by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Lambert. Any questions or discussion on those recommendations or motions? Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. Item four is our executive session for our technical briefing. We're ready, I believe, for that. Do we have a motion to go in recess?
Move, Sanders.
Moved by Mrs. Sanders, second by Mr. Lambert. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We're in executive session for the technical briefing. All right, if
I'll
we're ready,
we'll
I'd like to attend
the regular
come back in a regular session by Mr. Lambert.
Sanders.
Second by Mr. Sanders. All in favor? All
aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're back in regular session. I appoint Mr. Victor Vaughn to present the bids to us.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track 43456, the staff recommends that the bid by Endeavor Natural Gas be rejected for insufficient consideration and that this track be re-advertised with minimums. All of the to the remaining tracks receiving bids, the staff recommends that all of those bids be accepted.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Is there any discussion or comments of the board? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Those bids are awarded. Thank you, Mr. Vaughn. Any announcements?
Yes, sir. The total for today's lease sale, $2,715,392.50, which brings the fiscal year-to-date total to $4.5 million.
Great. Thank you. I neglected last month to welcome Rebecca Roberts. Becky Roberts is our new executive assistant for the board, taking over from Mary Beth. And welcome and thank you. Also, thank you to the staff for putting on the oil and gas seminar. It was another great seminar.
Great job.
In New Orleans. Great time. And we encourage you to come if you have not been already. Any other announcements? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. Mr. Lambert. Second by Mr. Schutz. Any public comment on that? All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. We'll see you next month. Thank you.